What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Into the 7 o'clock hour on the High School Scoreboard Show. On week three of high school football action around the state of Georgia, especially in the metro Atlanta area, Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker got Dom Chorosky working the other side of the glass. And you were walking yourself with less than a half hour away from kickoffs of games around the state. So an exceptional few are 8 o'clock starts. But we got some previews from our usual cast of people that we have with us. You're on the show.
Our cast of characters.
Our cast of characters, and the characters they are.
And they're still with us.
Yeah.
I mean, you know 5 years, mean?
They're still with us. We're still with us. We got Day-Day, we got Garrett, we got Eric. We want to hear from them all in this segment. Let's talk with Garrett. Garrett Chapman had a chance to spend some time with Coach Eric Godfrey at North Gwinnett.
Radio 92.9 The Game. My name is Garrett Chapman here with the High School Scoreboard Show. Back for, I believe, week three action. We are all underway. And I'm pleased to be joined by head coach Eric Godfrey, the head coach of the North Gwinnett Bulldogs, ahead of tonight's matchup with South Georgia powerhouse Colquitt County. Coach, your guys are coming off the bye week ahead of this one. What was your point of emphasis coming into this game?
Right, yes. I mean, really our focus, the amount of distractions and it just felt like we did not play a real focused game on Saturday. You know, our defense played well. We had some good moments, but had too many mental errors on offense and some lack of focus, if you will. So that was a big, big, big point of emphasis. And it's hard to do in a bye week, but felt like we got better as game week came rolling around.
Of course. And Coach, Colquitt County's head coach Sean Calhoun, he was very complimentary of Jake Godfrey. What does this guy mean for your defense?
Right. He led our team in tackles last two seasons and does a great job leading on the field. And his energy and passion rubs off on the rest of the team, just the way he plays the game. So it does mean a lot, having him on the field. And he does a great job of making the front right. If somebody does put ahead of B gap, supposed to be an A gap, Jake does a really good job of making those guys right and then arriving to the ball and either making a tackle or, holding up till his teammates can get there and help rally him down.
Coach, what's the strength of that defense?
Both our linebackers are returning starters. So Ethan's a second-year starter. Jake's a third-year starter for us. So those guys right there in the middle, help kind of anchor the whole deal. We got a young defensive line, but, those guys having the confidence of those two linebackers right there to help communicate with those guys. Both Andrew Gist and Chauncey Davis in our secondary are both seniors, and so do a good job of, anchoring back there in the secondary. And again, our linebackers get to communicate with those guys. So having those two guys with so many game experience under the belt is a really big, big deal for our defense.
Coach Eric Godfrey joining me ahead of North Gwinnett's matchup with South Georgia powerhouse Colquitt County here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Coach, the offense is coming together after graduating a lot of talent last year. You got a first-year starter under center. What's the key for that unit to gel, not just for tonight's game, but ahead of an always difficult region slate?
Right, and you're right, and that was a big key of what you just said right there. We've got to gel, we've got to get on the same page and communicate better. And again, the focus, you know, from snap counts to, and that's something different. You know, you got different signal calling. If his cadence is not consistent, you know, some things, you know, people don't even, you know, think about. There's a lot that goes on when you have so many interchangeable parts. You graduated most all of the production on offense last year, so it is all, but it is all coming together. Both Elam and Banks are doing a good job at quarterback and understanding and starting to gain some confidence, and you know, our receivers and understanding the game and routes and concepts, and you know, finding, you know, the idea of finding open space, and so, you know, offensive line is probably the most experience we have on the offense. So like I said, so, you know, we're hoping those guys will help kind of carry us through until we really get on our feet and into a rhythm offensively.
As far as your skill players go, who's somebody you're leaning on?
Right, yes, sir. And we're leaning on, really, we got three running backs. Khalil Mazzone's our senior and does a great job, a big back. So we're hoping that he'll lead in that group. But then Wilson Taylor and both Stephen Brown, underclassmen, are both good backs as well. So we're really kind of leaning on those guys to help carry and get tough yards outside of the offensive line, you know, as far as skill-wise. Mm-hmm. And then receivers, we really do have a handful of receivers that are that can be really good for us. You know, we had some drops last week that were very costly to us, but those guys, you know, Braylon Jackson and Christian, his brother, and of course Max Patterson, our big tight end, you know, he's a target every week and does a great job blocking. And Evan Hawkins is, you know, at H, is very quick and elusive, and is gonna do some really good stuff for us. And we got some younger guys in Christian Williams, and so we've got some guys that are gonna be really good receivers for us, but we just haven't got to that point yet.
Coach, this is a very talented Colquitt County squad, and honestly, you don't need me to tell you the history between a South Georgia school like that coming to play a Gwinnett County school or a North Georgia school like this. What's the scouting report, and how do you prepare your guys for a rock fight that you're going to have tonight?
Right, yes, and it is going to be a fight. You're exactly right. Yeah, anytime you line up against a South Georgia school, especially one like Colquitt, that's, you know, that is coached so well. You know, has been coached well for a long time, and Coach Calhoun has come in and done a great job himself. And so, you know, the guys are going to be prepared. They're going to be in their locations, going to be in spots, and his team plays hard. You know, them on defensively wise, and all three defensive linemen across the front are very disruptive. They get a lot of vertical push. You know, we really concentrated talking about on double teams and, you know, kind of eliminate some of that push they get up front. And then offensively, you know, you got their quarterbacks back, so he's got some more experience under him. And then, of course, you know, the running back who can, and he's not the only one. You know, they really got three running backs that are pretty dang good. And I feel like, you know, kind of like us, but, you know, just one in particular, he touches the ball and he can take to the house. And so it's a scary, you know, it's a, one of those feelings, you know, want to get that guy on the ground in a hurry and make him run left and right and not let him get vertical on us. So they do have an explosive guy back there in the backfield. And so I think it's going to be a big battle.
Coach, you mentioned the rushing attack, but overall, what's the key for tonight for both teams?
Right, yes. And really for us, it is to eliminate their run. You know, we're going to force them. If they're going to beat us, they're going to have to beat us throwing the ball. And, again, feel like our – you know, secondary does a good job against that, and our linebackers help in both the pass rush as well as getting up underneath and helping the secondary on that end. So I feel like we've got to stop their run and not let them have any big plays with their very talented running backs. And then offensively, we've got to get first downs. We've got to produce, drive, you know, get some long drives. It's hard in high school to have a long drive without having a stake, and we can't be jumping off sides like we have, can't be having holding penalties, can't be having drop balls. So we have to play a lot more consistent, on a higher level of consistency offensively, to have some long drives and sustain some drives and ultimately get some points on the board.
North Gwinnett won the matchup last season down at Mac Thorpe Memorial Stadium, but this one should be another classic matchup between a pair of nationally ranked powerhouses in Georgia. Coach Eric Godfrey, thank you so much for joining me ahead of this one. Best of luck to you and your guys tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
This is Garrett Chapman for the High School Scoreboard Show. Sam and Chris, back to you in the studio.
All right. Thanks a lot to Garrett and to Coach Godfrey. He talked a lot about this team and what he wants to try to make Colquitt County do. Let's see if he has any luck doing that.
Yeah, they've got a young team. You know, they lost a lot of seniors last year. They had a great team last year, but I was really impressed. I watched them play in the opening game, Corky Kell, Dave Hunter Classic, and I thought they lost, but they really are finding themselves. They got a really good coaching staff. Coach Godfrey's son is the leader of the defense, one of their best players. I expect them to play really hard tonight. Colquitt County's probably got the better team tonight, But I expect that to be a really good game. Be exciting to see.
Yep, yep. To see what's happening. That was happening up in Suwannee tonight. All right, let's check in with Damian Day-Day Lewis. He had a chance to talk some with Coach Kareem Reed from out at McEacher.
Congratulations to you and the guys on the start of another season. But for you, Coach, I know the opener was, you know, it's more about the team and what you all were able to accomplish. But, you know, when things settled in for you, what was the feeling of getting that first Corky Kale win under your belt?
Oh, it felt great, man. Obviously, we've been in this since I've been here the past 2 years. We were in that event and came up a little bit short. And so to finally get over the hump and get a win coming out of, you know, that weekend felt great. You always want to start fast, like we tell our players, you know, both on the field and obviously in the record book. So coming out 1-0 and just building that confidence from week one to week two was great, was big time.
All right, and speaking of that, two games in, like you said, coming off, you're off to a 2-0 start. What stood out most to you in these first two contests?
You know, honestly, man, I'm really proud of our physicality, the way that we've dominated the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, both offensively and defensively. We've been able to run the ball down people's throat pretty good, and our offensive line has really controlled the front. And then defensive line-wise, just defensively, period, we've, you know, shut down two pretty good offenses and one quarterback that's, you know, a big-time player. So, you know, really proud of the way we've imposed our will on people and ran the football and stopped the run.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, spending time here on the WayForward.com hotline with Coach Kareem Reed, head coach of the McEachern Indians football team. I was going to ask you, you know, like you said, offensively, week one, you guys explode for 50 points, then turn around in week two, and it's the defense pitching a shutout, you know, and it's against, like you said, teams like Walton and North Cobb. Tough opponents like that, how big is it seeing these kind of performances against those type of opponents?
No, obviously it's a confidence booster for our program, for our players. It's just a testament to all the things that we talk about in practice on a daily basis, and our kids took their training to the game. And in those moments when we needed, you know, to make sure that we made plays and execute at a high level, we did. And so, you know, when you play good teams, you want to perform well because, you know, when you don't, they're going to make you pay, right? And mm-hmm. So for us, we were proud of the way we executed, and the scoreboard kind of took care of itself.
All right, speaking of execution, let's talk about the progression of your run game from week one to week two, especially for senior running back Henry Pullen. He finished with 105 on 16 carries for and a TD in the opener against Walton. Then he racks up 224 this past week with a touchdown against North Cobb. But just how important is it for you to see that type of growth on the ground from week to week?
You know, anytime you can run the football, that's a great feeling because, as we all know, in football, defense and your running game travels, right? And so if you have that formula going for yourselves, you got a chance to really make a deep run in the playoffs and be playing, you know, around late in the season. And so we continue trending that way and running the ball the way we have been the past few weeks. That's only going to, you know, open up opportunities in the pass game and you know, now the offense will really come full circle and be clicking on all cylinders.
All right, spending time here on the WayForward.com hotline, Coach Kareem Reed, head coach of the McEachern Indians football team. Coach, this week you take on a Marietta team that, in a couple of ways, they find themselves in a similar place as you all in your first season as they enter with the new head coach and Coach Cameron Duke, and they're looking for their first win of the season. What's the points of focus for you all as you start to prepare for this one?
Well, it's a rivalry game, right? So mm-hmm. There's not a whole lot that needs to be said or, you know, no rah-rah speeches needed because this is an old, you know, old school backyard rival of ours that our kids are well aware of. And so you can throw the records out the window. Those kids are going to come, you know, come ready to play and play hard against us. One, because it's a rivalry, and two, they're trying to knock us off because we're 2-0 and getting all the press clippings. And so we got to make sure we match the intensity from that bunch. And Coach Duke is going to do a good job there. He's a good coach. It's just be a matter of time before, you know, the records for them will reflect, you know, the type of coach that he is.
All right, and like you said, a lot of tradition and history between your two programs. Last one, Coach, before I let you go, as you guys look to continue rolling, man, what are going to be some of the keys to success to keep the train on the track for the Indians?
You know, just more of the same, consistency. We talk about, you know, just trusting the process and stacking good days and letting the end result take care of itself. So I think we have really good practice habits, our structure. I think in our process, the way we get the game day is elite, in my opinion. I think we do a really good job of being efficient and intentional about how we do things. And so as long as we continue to do those things and, you know, stack good days, I think the results will continue to turn in our favor.
Fantastic. Day-Day Lewis spending some time with Coach Kareem Reed. His team at 2-0 taking on Marietta tonight. They are 0-2. But like you said, the records go out the window because this is a big grudge match in Cobb County.
Yeah, big rivalry. Good opportunity for Marietta to get back on track. And a chance for McEachern to really show this is different for them. They really are trying to take that next step into state-level contention, which they really haven't been the last couple of years. So, big game to keep an eye on tonight.
Don't want to stub their toe in this one after getting to a really impressive start against some really good teams, especially that shutout last week against North Cobb. We will see what happens with that game tonight, along with others. We're just moments away from getting started. All right, stay tuned. Our School Days guest is coming up next as we work our way up to kickoff. We also will check in with Eric Slaughter as well. You stay with us. It's the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.com.
929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. It is your high school scoreboard show on this Friday night, about 5 minutes away from kickoff for most games, but we already got a score in. And you know what we do when we get ready to give some scores this year, Chris?
We got a score in?
We already have a score, a game that is already underway.
Who we got?
In the third quarter, as a matter of fact. But before we say that, what the scores have to say, our scores are brought to you by Formetco Scoreboards. A Formetco Scoreboard can help you score, help your school change the game.
Now, look, here's the thing. Before you even tell the score, because I know people are eagerly anticipating this one score. It's all we got, one.
You only got is one
but,
so far.
You know how the old – Dom wouldn't know about this, but you know, Sam. Like the old commercial, I think it was the hair club, and the guy would say, you know, I'm not just the spokesman.
Yeah.
I'm also a client.
Right.
You remember that?
Remember that.
So I'm telling you, for Metco.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on this show. They're sponsored, and I like them. But I'm also a client. We have a for Metco scoreboard at Pickens High School, yeah.
Really?
That I, as the athletic director many years ago, led the drive to purchase. So I'm also a client.
Also a client.
And can attest.
Yes.
To the power of the Formetco scoreboard.
Amazing scoreboards that not only are just around the metro area and around the state of Georgia, but they are around the country.
Yeah, this isn't really like any kind of ad or anything. I'm really telling you, that used to be a thing that you'd see the old Coke scoreboard. Like,
right.
Just had lit up a little bit, 7-4,
had,
you know, whatever.
Well, the ones I had in my high school, you had some of the bulbs would be out. So you
But a, sometimes 14 looked like 11.
Or 8 looked
like
6.
You know, like you weren't sure.
Or
yeah.
3, right?
But in the last 10 years, you see more and more of the, I hate to say the regular schools, but not your normal giant high school had the big video scoreboard like a college.
Right, right.
But now you see, like at Pickens High School, you know, you go to the Mountain Counties, you see Gilmer High School, White County, Lumpkin, Dawson, you know, they have these scoreboards. I'm not saying they're all for Metco, but they are changing the atmosphere of these high school games, making them more like college. We got the lights.
Right.
We got them at Pickens. We got the blinking lights. I got to go to a game last week.
Okay.
That was one of the positives of not having the scoreboard show, is I got to go to a game,
and
which I never
out,
do.
And check out those lights.
And I saw the lights. We scored some touchdowns.
Yep.
But nevertheless, I digress.
Dom, what
we have one score, right?
We do have one score. I would say, Dom, you, what do you think about this? You've seen these scoreboards.
Dom
right?
don't know about them old scoreboards, though. You know about them old coat scoreboards when 14 looked like 11?
I've seen a few of those. It's been once,
in
twice.
In Little League.
Yeah, something like that.
they don't give you those things anymore. But anyway, to find out more, go to FometcoScoreboard.com. And the one score we have right now is a game we talked about earlier about Grayson, you know, playing with some injuries, some players who are out against Thompson from Alabama. It is a 3-3 tie in the third quarter.
3-3 in the third.
3-3 in the third.
That's a defensive battle.
That's what we have right now.
Let me tell you something. Tyler Axon, who I think is playing, best player in the state. I told you that. I mean, this guy is phenomenal at linebacker. And the Thompson quarterback, which you don't talk a lot about Alabama players, but a guy named Trent Seaborn.
Right.
He's an 11th grader. He started, they have different rules in Alabama. He started in the 8th grade, and they won the state championship. Like, he won the state championship in 6A or 7A, whatever their highest class is, as an 8th grader. Dom.
That's impressive.
It was all I could do to walk from the cafeteria, you know, to my class without tripping when I was in the 8th grade. And this boy won the state championship.
Oh, yeah.
As a starting quarterback.
Man.
In the 8th grade.
That's amazing.
I mean, he's a player.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Well, that's the first score we have for you. And as we go on tonight, our scoreboards are presented by Fometco Scoreboards. And that's coming up as we get more scores in, as games are just ready.
Games kicking off right now.
Getting ready to kick
off
right now.
I mean, it's 7:28 in Metro Atlanta. Most games are going to start at 7:30 in Metro Atlanta. Sometimes you see an 8 o'clock kickoff in South Georgia. You may see an 8 o'clock kickoff for a TV game.
Right.
But most of the games are going to be at 7:30, and we're here. So this is what happens right now, Sam. This is always the most exciting time, you know. 7:28. Run through the banner. Got some captains out there.
Yeah.
About to flip a coin. The band's playing.
Right.
Everybody's still undefeated for the week. Everybody's mama thinks their kid's going to score all the touchdowns. They hadn't gotten mad yet or sideways.
Right.
Like, they all are about to get the ball, or they're going to make every tackle, or they're going to get to play. Now, 8:30 is a whole different time. By 8:30,
right,
we've had some hurt feelings. Okay? On and off the field. But at 7:28.
Yep.
Man, that's a good time.
It is. It's a great time on Friday night. It's the best, and that's where we are right now. The game's getting set to kick off. We have one more preview for you, by the way. Eric Slaughter is down in Henry County. He'll be checking in with Hampton against Jones County, and he has a preview of that one for us.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. This is Eric Slaughter. And tonight we preview a key 4A Region 2 contest here in the state, as the Hampton Hornets will welcome in the Greyhounds of Jones County to their Henry County campus. Coach Chad Ashley, who has been the head coach of the Hornets since the school opened in 2014, has his team unbeaten in 2025, looking to get to 3-0 with their three contests all being at the friendly confines of their home stadium. Last week, the Hornets squeaked out a one-point victory over the Stockbridge Tigers to pick up their first region win of the season. The Greyhounds, on the other hand, will be looking to get back into the W column after dropping a hard-fought contest to the Woodland Tigers 20-16. In last year's contest, the Jones County Greyhounds defeated the Hampton Hornets 28-9 at their home stadium in Gray, Georgia, on their way to a 9-1 season and a second-place finish in the region. Both of these teams are looking to get back to the 4A playoffs and advance deep into the brackets. The Hornets are led on the field by junior quarterback Tristan Parks, who has been a starting quarterback at Hampton since his freshman season. Parks' leadership and experience are key factors in the Hornets' 2-0 start of the season. Parks is joined in the backfield by senior running back Aiden Lewis, who plays both sides of the ball as a running back and an outside linebacker, and was named last week's player of the game in the victory over Stockbridge. Coach Ashley was quoted early in the year saying that this is one of the best teams he's had since he's been at Hampton. He loves the experience of the returning players, but his program is still looking for a true signature win while taking down a Jones County team that has been in the playoffs for 10 consecutive years might just qualify as that signature win. But the Greyhounds will not make it easy for the Hornets. First-year head coach Justin Montgomery, who came over from perennial powerhouse and nationally ranked Carrollton, will be looking to help his team get back to the W column. The Greyhounds will be led by senior quarterback Kaysen Taylor, who has taken over for departing graduate Devin Edmonds, who took his talents to Shorter University after winning back-to-back Region Player of the Year awards. The Greyhounds, who have not lost back-to-back regular season games since 2022, do not want to start their region play with an 0-2 record. Coach Montgomery is getting a quick education of the pressures of being a head man at a school where expectations are high on an annual basis. I'll be live and checking in from the game between these two 4A Region 2 powers, both whom are looking to get a leg up in this region race on their way to the playoffs. For now, let's go back to the studio, back to Sam and Chris, for tonight's edition of the High School Scoreboard Show. For 92.9 The Game, this is Eric Slaughter.
All right, thanks a lot to Eric, who got us all set for that game, that matchup with Hampton, off to an impressive start. This would be a big, big win for them to get this win tonight against Jones County.
Yeah, Jones County lost last week. This is a great opportunity for Hampton to make a statement, really take the next step in their program. And this time of year, Sam, you see a lot of teams that you don't see in the mix always starting to emerge. You know, a few years ago we had Osborne, right, and it was a big deal. And, you know, you look for those teams that are maybe they've never won and they start winning a little. Or in Hampton's case, they won some, but they hadn't been into the region champ type contending, but trying to get there. And so you'll see some people starting to emerge about this week three, four, five.
We talked about the teams with that start with the letter L last week, and we talked about Locust Grove, you're off to a good start, and Lithonia are both off to good starts.
Yeah, Locust Grove has not been good for a long time, and they've been good this year. So, I mean, that's the Osborne of this year, if they can keep it up. And so be interested to see what they do. You know, the games are kicking off now. We're going to have all the scores for you coming up. And we'll really keep you in tune to those teams that are emerging.
Running down some scores from last night, by the way, and some games that we'll play. Of course, Thursday night we had some games because of some of the weather that has played havoc on some Friday nights. We had a couple of Tuesday night games.
Tuesday?
This week. Yeah, hey, we're just trying to get them in because we got to get those games in. Heartbreaker for Callaway. Opelika, Alabama comes. Like when these schools that are close to the state line play those teams from across the border, and Opelika gets them 36-35 in overtime.
Yeah, I think they went for two and missed it, if I remember right. Callaway did. Or Opelika went for two and got it. I may have that backwards. But there was a two-point conversion that ended that game. Heartbreaking for Callaway. But listen, Opelika's, you know, it's a big school. That's a 670 school. Yeah, Callaway's going to be the real deal as the season goes on. But, yeah, great game.
Great game for them. Alexander's a win over Cedartown, 34-31.
Alexander over Cedartown.
Over Cedartown. Alexander getting the win there. Watch out for that one.
Now, but, that's a surprise, Sam. I mean, that's a say-it-ain't-so situation.
Watch out for that one. Kip Atlanta with the win, 34-31 over Social Circle.
That's a big win. That's a surprising one, too.
It's a win, Social Circle.
Kip Atlanta, you know, that's Corey Jarvis over there now. And Social Circle has been a perennial, pretty good football team. And so that's a good win for Kip Atlanta.
Good win for them. We got South Atlanta 7-0 Williams over Washington Thurl, 33-0 over Redan. Southwest DeKalb blanks Shambly, 38-0. Shambly trying to get things going in the right direction. But here's one in overtime. Veterans beats Stars Mill, 17-14. You know, that was big news.
Yeah, moving to 2-1. Coach Dvorsny, you know, used to be at Griffin as the new coach there.
Yep.
Yeah, that's another team on the rise. Our theme today, on the rise.
Absolutely. Who's on the rise? Who's off to a good start and on the way up? That's what we're watching for as we continue. Games are underway. We're going to start watching scores and check in more. We're going to have Eric Slaughter checking in with us and some others from around the metro area and around the state as games are getting started. It is the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. It's the High School Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. Sam and Chris, 9 floors up in our studios here in Midtown Atlanta. So glad you are with us wherever you may be around the area. If you head into your game, you might be missing kickoff. Maybe you had to pick up a little something to snack on or something.
It happens, Sam.
It happens sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, as long as you go into the game and get there, you're still in good time. I'll tell you somebody who's at a game because he doesn't play a game. His team doesn't play until tomorrow night. They're off to a 2-0 start. And you know, They've kind of been like Jim McKay. His team's been spanning the globe to play games in recent years. And they've done a little road trip already this year, but this year they got somebody coming in to town to play them. And I think that's a huge deal. And they're going to be playing tomorrow. And Coach joins us right now. Coach Maurice Dixon, we're talking about the Creekside Seminoles off to a 2-0 start. And Coach, welcome to the Scoreboard Show. You got Sam and Chris. How you doing this evening?
Man, I'm good, man. Tribe Pride, everybody. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Now, how about yourself and your team so far this year?
Hey, man, we're trying to keep it staying in the road, man. We're trying to get better every game.
Coach, you working on your day off? Where are you?
I'm at Lakewood Stadium. watching Doug and Mays play.
Okay, just scouting. But you guys got a big game coming up. Where are you going?
No, we ain't going nowhere. We're going home.
They're coming here.
Yes.
My goodness. Coach, you always go somewhere. They finally are coming to you.
Yeah, we went somewhere last week. So, you know, this week they got to come to us. We got DeSoto coming to the house. So we're excited.
That's going to be great.
That's big. DeSoto, Texas. Tell us a little bit about this team. We're going to see when people come to see you tomorrow. What they're going to be getting to see.
Yeah, man. They're one of the best teams in Texas. Last year, lost in the semifinals. The year before that, they were back-to-back state champs. And they bring back a majority of their team. They play really fast, love tempo, got some good players. I'm excited to play them.
Yeah, for people who don't know, this is one of the better teams in Texas, one of the best states for high school football. But they're coming to Creekside. Coach, talk a little bit about, I mean, I kind of half jokingly said that, but like the evolution of your program from just trying to go to wherever to play whoever to now people seeing you as one of the destination places to come to you and play. I mean, that is the next step for you guys, right?
Well, actually, the first year we started playing national games, we hosted East St. Louis after playing Dutch Fort in Lakewood. Mm-hmm. And we won that game. So after that, we had to be on the road for like the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. So to get the opportunity to have a home game, to play in front of our crowd, to have a normal routine, our kids are looking forward to it. And just hopping off a plane and being somewhere that you don't really understand or don't know and having to go play a game.
Thoughts about this team. Have they gotten in town yet? I mean, when are they showing up?
I talked to Coach Mathis. They got here on Thursday. So, you know, they're kind of going through the same thing I went through last year, you know, finding somewhere to practice at and, you know, getting acclimated to the time change and, you know, just how we do things out here.
Yeah, if they're listening, they need to go to the varsity. They need to go visit all the places, right? They got to worry about that.
Oh, yeah, I need to go to the World Coca-Cola.
Yeah, they need to go see all that stuff.
Yeah.
Folks, we've spent time talking with Coach Maurice Dixon, coach from Creekside High School, and they're doing some things. You always aim for the 15th game. That's always the thing that you and your team aim for. Thoughts about how things have started out for you. That first win up at Rome had to be big for you to start the season.
Oh, yeah. Last year we opened up at Westside High School in South Carolina, and we got down like 30-0 at half. And we were able to come back to the game and lost 27-30. So our guys kind of found ourselves in a familiar position being down 21-0 early wrong. And I'm just excited the difference between this year and last year is our guys were able to dig ourselves out of the hole and create some separation at the end of the second half.
Coach, we've talked to you every year, and you've had the same goal every year. You want your team playing in that 15th game, and you gotten really close. I think the 4A bracket is harder than any bracket in the state this year. What's got to happen for you guys to get where you want to be at the end of the year? What's got to get better from now to the end of the year?
We got to continue to get better every day in practice. Like I tell the kids, for us, it's about being good people and just putting good faith out in the world and good deeds out in the world. And I think we'll be blessed in return on Friday nights because we're definitely talented enough. But sometimes you just need the ball to roll your way, a car to go your way. In that big game to change the momentum and you win that game.
Talk about the guy that runs your offense and makes things go, Caden Benson. We've seen him grow with more and more confidence coming through last season, and now he's getting off to a great start this year. Talk about having someone in his position playing the way he's been playing for you.
Like I tell everybody, man, we go as he goes. He has to be a really good decision maker. As talented as he is, we have a lot of talented kids around him on offense. That he don't have to play hero ball or try to shoulder the load by himself. But if he just is a point guard and distributes the ball to our good players, we're always being successful on offense.
Yep. Thoughts about also, you know, what your team was able to do defensively, a shutout last week in your win down in Florida. And talk a little bit about that team because that's a team that we've known a little bit. We've heard about Seminole.
I think what you'll find out is that we're really, really good on defense. We got some depth this year at all three levels, at a D-line, at linebacker, and a secondary. And we're able to play about 22 guys on defense the whole game, and so they're able to stay fresh. And if they're fresh, they're going to attack.
Man, 22 guys. Coach, I coached 7 years at a place that had 22 guys total that could play defense. You got 22 this year, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Coach. But how do you corral? I got a great question that maybe means a lot to me. I don't know if anybody else, but how do you work with that? You got 22 guys that are good on defense. in 2025, you know how that is. Everybody wants to be out there all the time, every play, every. How do you get guys to really buy into the team culture, knowing that if they were on a team that wasn't as good, they'd be the best player on defense? Like, you understand what I'm asking? What's the key to doing that?
I don't think there are many places in the state like Creekside where every year you got a chance to play and actually win the 15th game.
Mm-hmm.
And then you table that with we returned a lot of guys from last year, and we had some guys come up from JV. I feel like we do a really good job of developing players.
Mm-hmm.
All our kids know is Creekside. I know people want to try to put us to the city, but we're really in Fairmont, Georgia, a small town. So, you know, kids grow up at Ducker Park playing, and they end up coming to Creekside and playing for the Seminoles.
Yes, they do. Folks are spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Coach Maurice Dixon. And he is social. You can find him at Coach Dixon 54 at Coach Dixon 54. Keeping updates on the players, updates on the teams. You're watching the Maize team, and once you get into your region play, you're going to have to play against that team. They played you guys tough the last couple of years.
Oh, man. They try to make it a rivalry that it really is not. My brother went to Maize. My brother went to Maize. So it's like, you know, I grew up watching Maize High Schools on Friday night. I don't think a lot of people know that, but. You know, they got a good program right now. They're young, and they're trying to figure out who they are. But I know by the time we play them, they'll be ready to go.
See, yeah, Coach, don't worry about it. Maze isn't listening, Coach. They're playing. You say whatever you want to say. They're not listening, yeah. they have played you tough the last couple of years, though. We've sat in the studio and watched. They've been a team that does play you pretty tough. But what else do you know about this region? What's got to happen in this region? And what do you guys have to do well once you get into region play, which starts after this game with DeSoto?
We just got to take it one game at a time. I think every team that we play is offer its own unique challenges. So for us, number one, we need to stay healthy. Number two, we need to develop our identity on offense and on defense. So when times get hard, we know where we can lean on.
Yep, fantastic, fantastic stuff, Coach Rio. We appreciate you checking in and allow us to check in. Now, what time do you guys get started tomorrow? For people who want to come out tomorrow, want to see some high school football, got a great team in town, should be a fantastic game. What time are you guys getting started?
Kickoff is at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock
in Fairburn, Georgia.
In Fairburn, Georgia.
Two of the best teams in the United States.
Yep.
Really? Playing high school football. That'd be great.
Great ball game. Coach Dixon, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Enjoy your scouting or your time, whatever you're doing out there with Maize. And hope you and the rest of your family getting along since you had family members that went to Maize.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. My wife works at Doug, so I'm really here supporting her because she coaches the auxiliary. It's all in the family, man.
See. That's what we're talking about. Thanks so much for the time. Good luck to you and the team. Tomorrow we'll be checking on with you as the season goes along.
All right, try and pray. I appreciate y'all. Have a good night.
All right. That's Coach Maurice Dixon. You got family ties. The game.
Yeah.
Right. That's always makes it interesting, man. But he's out there and he's making a few notes. Obviously, you know, man.
Yeah, he's not out there just for supporting his wife. I know he is doing that.
Yeah,
but not only that.
Okay,
he's watching Maize play. They're on the schedule. He's watching them. I know.
That is coming up. We got any scores? We got some scores.
I got a lot of scores, Sam. If you're ready for them,
let's
ready
scores
for this?
Yes.
Okay. So here, Sprayberry 14, Kennesaw Mountain nothing early. We got a lot of scores early. Woodstock up 7-0 on North Springs early. Walton and Roswell 7-7.
That's
early
good
first
one.
Quarter.
Yep.
Harrison 8, North Paulding 7. They got the old 2-point conversion on them, Sam. 8-7. Etowah and Campbell, you mentioned earlier. Early, Etowah 7, Campbell 6. Lassiter, 2-0 on the year, up 13-0 on Northview. Marietta 3, McEachern 2 in a baseball game.
Man.
Breaking out there. 3-2. Marietta with the early lead. Cherokee up 7-3 over Pope early. North Atlanta 7, Wheeler nothing. Cambridge 7, Creekview nothing. All early. Sequoia 7, Kale nothing early. And most important, the Dragons, Pickens County 7, Gilmer 0.
Man.
First play, touchdown, baby.
First play?
Yeah, I'm not biased or anything. I'm just saying.
Up at LJ. They playing
in LJ. In LJ, where the apples.
Yep.
And all that.
Yeah, they win the game and they get to bring some apples back home.
As long as we come back with a W, Sam.
That's it. That's
apples
it.
Or no apples.
We
need
thing.
The W.
Got some scores. West Forsyth. West Forsyth is leading Parkview. Second quarter score. West Forsyth 24, Parkview 14 in that game. Flowery Branch is leading for Scythe Central, 14-7. Flowery Branch, that is a first quarter score. Second quarter, Collins Hill trying to get that first win of the year, 14-0. Their winners over Cedar Grove right now. They're leading that game in the second quarter. Peach County, first quarter over Berkmar, 14-0. We got Lanier, 3-0 over North Forsyth. That's a first quarter score. And some games are underway. And by the way, I want to remind you, our scores are brought to you by Formetco Scoreboards. Formetco Scoreboard can help your school change the game. Go to FormetcoScoreboard.com. We're headed for the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to have more scores, going to get some updates from some games, going to check in with I.J. Rosenberg as well, going to talk about the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame, that and more. You stay with us. It's a Friday night. It is the High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 Game and 92.9thegame.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.